clarity.
We have to follow the facts where it may lead.
Credibility.
News of the day.
What we want is the facts.
And conversation.
What everyone should be talking about, what you're talking about.
Hear about it first.
We made history.
Talk about it now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Awful thing happened in New York City, like in broad daylight. They took this guy out, the UnitedHealthcare CEO. I mean, that guy walks up, mask. I mean, he's ready to go. He waited on him 45 minutes. I mean, this is an assassination, a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Thompson, slain CEO of UnitedHealthcare, gunned down Wednesday, while top executives at his company have reportedly been under investigation by the DOJ for alleged insider trading and a monopoly. May or may not have absolutely anything to do with the murder, or perhaps it could. You know, I haven't found anything definitive, but it has been widely reported that there were words either inscribed, written, or in the UK, they reported engraved on the bullet casings that were left behind.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There were three of them. And apparently the words, allegedly, deny, depose, defend.
Yeah, they got pictures of them. Yeah.
Well, I wonder why, because it seems like in the reporting, some are, well, shall we say, not completely, they're not committal on it. They're I don't know, maybe it's not officially released through official channels, perhaps. I don't know, maybe that's changed. But the bottom line is, look, we know this wasn't random.
No.
And my first thoughts were when I heard the news that this is a disgruntled person who had insurance, say, through UnitedHealthcare, and probably had a loved one, for whatever reason, was denied some kind of coverage and perhaps died as a result. That was my first thought. Like, this is, you know, we tried, we went through all the hoops we had to jump through to try to, you know, get this care, et cetera, and so frustrated. And it's no excuse. You can't do that. But you're trying to get into, you know, the mindset of the type of person who could do that.
Right.
And others speculate, well, the guy seemed awfully comfortable with the handgun and apparently able to clear the weapon when there was a jam of some sort. Also had a suppressor on it. And so, I mean, that's not an easy apparatus to get a hold of, shall we say. I don't think. I mean, it's not supposed to be. It's
suppressor? Well, yeah.
I thought you had to...
You get a tax stamp for it, yeah.
Right. But, I mean, your name, everything's on record. I mean...
Assuming it's a legal one.
Okay, so you're saying black market, isn't the penalties for that pretty, like, automatic, sort of like 10 years or something? It's federal, it's pretty, I thought it was pretty stringent.
Probably is.
Yeah. Now they're going to try.
I don't know what penalties are.
Yeah, they're going to try to change all that, and it has to do with hearing and stuff, actually, under that. They're pushing for it.
They're trying. Yeah.
But, you know, Greg, this was my initial thing, that this was a hit based on somebody who lost one because, you know, the health care, that this insurer, mm-hmm. In their minds, you know, didn't do their job. And look, these companies, basically, the more they are stringent and cut people off of care and stuff, the more money they make. I mean, I'm not
picking on
corporations, yeah. But right? Isn't that how
that works? Yeah.
Yeah.
You get bonuses for not spending money.
Well, and to give you an idea how that works, I mean, the guy's base pay was like $1 million.
Right.
Which sounds like a lot. Look, you're running a billion-dollar corporation. That's not a lot at all in that case. But with bonuses and stuff, in 2023, apparently, he made $10.2 million.
Man, going from a million to over 10.
Well, and I'm not saying, again, that's, you know, if the marketplace pays it. Yeah.
Sure.
But here's the problem. If so much of your pay is incentivized, what are the goals? What are the parameters? In other words, you've got to make X amount of dollars. And to do it, mm-hmm. You're probably going to have to restrict health care. You're going to have to, you know, restrict, you know, some of the procedures and different things.
Sure.
I mean, that's I mean, I hate to say, that's what they do.
Well, but we've seen what everything costs. In air quotes here, too.
Yeah.
So they're trying not to spend that money.
Yeah. And so, anyway, nonetheless, no matter what, yeah, you can't go and kill somebody for that.
No.
And the only other thing I can think of is a personal type thing, a love triangle, something along those lines. Deny, depose, defend. You know, what if, I'm just throwing this out there, speculating in general. What if your loved one was attacked, was raped, you know, and it was, you know, done through, you know, hey, I'm your boss. We got big plans for you, something like that. Because I'm trying to think of how deny, depose, and defend works into the equation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you denied that this took place, you know, and you were deposed and you lied then. And so I'm just, look, I'm like everybody else. I'm going to speculate. I'm going to try to figure it out. But at the end of the day, I mean, this guy's dead. It happened in broad daylight. Mm-hmm. They still don't have the suspect.
50-year-old, married, 2 kids. Yeah, that's sad.
He left his, apparently the shooter dropped the phone. It appears to be a white male. They've got some photos, apparently, that show the killer in Starbucks before the fatal shooting. And so I think we might hear something in the next day or two.
Yeah, I mean, because they've got some, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of coverage of the face, but still, somebody knows this person.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you're playing detective at home, you know, I'd be scouring all the, you know, apparently there were threats.
Oh, yeah. Right.
But if you're the CEO of a large healthcare company like that, you're going to get, you're definitely not going to make everybody happy.
No.
So, I know, but yeah, I'd be looking at, you know, who are these complainers? How far did they take their complaints? What was the result, et cetera? I know that would be part of the list. And since they insure millions, it's going to take a while.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of closed CCTV all around that area. So they're going to work hard to solve this case. Oh, the other thing, $10,000 for a reward when the guy made $10 million?
Yeah, that seems...
That's like Crime Stoppers money, which I understand that. But wouldn't you think the company would kick in and go, we want to find this guy's killer. We're willing to throw in $100K, which is nothing to them.
Yeah.
You know, they blow that on a handkerchief on a Saturday morning. You know?